Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 17th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Maundy Thursday, marking the Last Supper on the Thursday before Easter. Also known as Holy Thursday, it commemorates Jesus washing the apostles' feet. The term Maundy originates from Latin mandatum, meaning commandment. Catholics celebrate with a special mass and prayers. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 31 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today with a high near 58 and a gentle west wind blowing at 8 to 12, gusting up to 22. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 39 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 9, with a high tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday, with a high near 65 and light southwest winds. A chance of rain showers develops Friday night, with lows around 51. Saturday will be partly sunny and warmer, reaching near 78, with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Saturday night brings mostly cloudy skies and lows around 54. Sunday cools off again, with mostly sunny skies and a high near 65. Lows will drop to around 43 at night. Monday will be partly sunny, with a high near 57 and a chance of rain showers at night, with lows around 45. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston City Council is currently considering the resignation of Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson, who has indicated plans to plead guilty to 2 of 6 corruption charges. Despite her impending court appearance on May 8th, just 3 days after her announcement, she has not officially resigned. Fernandez Anderson faces accusations of pocketing $7,000 in a kickback scheme involving a relative at City Hall. Prosecutors recommend a sentence of 1 year and 1 day in prison, along with 3 years of probation and $13,000 in restitution. A special election may be delayed as discussions continue among council members. Now on to sports. In a thrilling conclusion to the Golden State Warriors' 121-116 play-in victory over the Memphis Grizzlies, the NBA revealed that officials missed 4 crucial calls in the final moments. With just under 90 seconds left, Draymond Green should have been called for a foul against Scottie Pippen Jr., potentially leading to his exit from the game. Additionally, a tip dunk by Zach Edey was incorrectly allowed, and a clean block by Brandon Podziemski was ruled a foul. Finally, a critical possession error awarded the ball to the Warriors instead of the Grizzlies, impacting the game's outcome significantly. Meanwhile, in the Mavs game, Klay Thompson overcame his previous play-in game struggles to lead the Dallas Mavericks to a commanding 120-106 victory over the Sacramento Kings, keeping their playoff hopes alive. A year after his scoreless performance in the 2024 play-in, Thompson scored 23 points, with 16 coming in the pivotal second quarter. Coach Jason Kidd praised the team's resilience. With this win, the Mavericks advance to face the hobbled Grizzlies on Friday, aiming to become the first 10th seed to reach the playoffs. In local sports, last night in Florida, the Sox edged out the Rays 1-0. David Hamilton crushed a third-inning homer, providing the only run needed. Pitching was on point as Weiser earned the win, and Slayton secured the save. The Sox bullpen was dominant, retiring 13 of 14 batters. With this win, Boston now stands at 10-10. Tomorrow night, the Sox host the White Sox at Fenway for Game 1 of a 4-game series. First pitch is at 7:10, with cool temps around 56 degrees. In top news, the Internal Revenue Service is planning to rescind the tax-exempt status of Harvard University, according to sources familiar with the matter. This extraordinary measure comes as the Trump administration increases pressure on the university to comply with its demands. Over $2 billion in funding has already been blocked. President Donald Trump suggested on Truth Social that Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status for not acting in the public interest. Education Secretary Linda McMahon stated that it is worth looking into, while experts warn that this revocation process is complex and rare. In business news, trade tensions with China are paving the way for sodium-ion batteries, which are gaining traction as lithium tariffs create uncertainty. Historically, sodium for battery production has been a pipe dream, but Natron Energy Incorporated, based in Holland, Michigan, is now producing these batteries at scale. The company's plant opened in April 2024, with plans for significant expansion. Sodium-ion batteries are cheaper and safer than lithium-ion options, appealing to data centers and other industries requiring rapid power discharge. While sodium may not dominate the market, it is emerging as a viable alternative in specific applications, particularly as demand for energy storage surges. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $84,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $1,600. And GOATSE's Maximus is down 8% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is reportedly developing its own social network, reminiscent of X, according to various sources. The project is still in its early stages, featuring an internal prototype that integrates ChatGPT's image generation with a social feed. CEO Sam Altman has been seeking feedback from outsiders, though it remains uncertain whether this will be a standalone app or integrated into ChatGPT, which was the most downloaded app globally last month. This move could heighten Altman's rivalry with Elon Musk and create competition with Meta, which is also planning a social feed for its AI assistant. And in entertainment news, teenagers are causing a stir at screenings of the new Minecraft movie, thanks to a scene featuring a chicken jockey that has ignited chaos. Audiences are reportedly throwing popcorn, squirting lotion, and even releasing live poultry in theaters. In response, police had to intervene at a multiplex in Alaska, while a theater in New Jersey is now requiring adult supervision for teens at these screenings. Despite the uproar, the film had a strong opening, grossing $163 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Italian religious leader, Francis of Assisi. And he said, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.